It's the Info Warrior this April 11th, 2010. Thank you for joining me this Sunday evening, only days away from the release of my latest, my greatest film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order. Defined, we have a power-packed program for the next 3 hours. Came well prepared today. We're going to be talking about everything from the global economy, the economy failure in this country, our close ties to China, and much, much more. We're going to get into some technology. It's really going to be a broad show today. But I want to start with this opening story. Eurozone readies giant rescue package for Greece. And essentially what this is are further global bailouts for the bankers. And it's just going to continue and continue and continue as they consolidate power. This one is for $40 billion. So perhaps it'll only end up being 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 trillion instead of our $27 or $30 trillion bailout as of right now. Remember, the numbers now are about 5 or 6 months old, and we knew then it was $27 trillion when they told us it was $700 billion. Eurozone finance ministers approved a giant 30 billion euro emergency aid mechanism for debt-plagued Greece on Sunday, but stressed Athens had not been requested the plan to be activated yet. This is their agenda. This is what's going to pass. This is what we will see going forward in the next few months. Now, how does that dovetail into the world economy or the United States economy? Well, the United States economy not doing so hot, folks. 33 states out of money to fund jobless benefits, with unemployment still at a severe high, and they're telling you just under 10%. The reality is it's over 20%. With unemployment still at a severe high, a majority of states have drained their jobless benefit funds, forcing them to borrow billions from who? The federales, the federal government, to help out-of-work Americans. A total of 33 states and the Virgin Islands have depleted their funds and borrowed more than $38.7 billion to provide a safety net, according to a report released Thursday by the National Employment Law Project. Four others are at the brink of insolvency. So forget about 33 states, it's 37, it's probably worse than that. And again, the public is told day by day, this isn't a headline, this isn't on the front page of the paper. I had to go to CNN Money in a subsection just to find this out. This has been around since Friday. Who's talking about this? 33 states don't have unemployment benefit money. So they go further and further into federale debt, into globalist debt. And it's showing, people are feeling the hurt. Even through the multi-trillion dollar campaign of propaganda to put Obama out there as president of the world, as the savior of the universe, as hope for humanity, day by day, his job approval is going down, down, down. This is the latest Gallup poll. This is out of Gallup Daily. Gallup tracks daily the percentage of Americans who approve or disapprove of the job Barack Obama is doing as president. And right now he's at a 48% approval rating. So he's dipping under the halfway point. How much further until he goes into Bush numbers of single or double digits like 13 or 15%, 21%? I don't think we're that far off. I hope in my heart that the well-meaning idiots on the left now realize we're not getting out of the Middle East. We're not stopping our goal for a Eurasian Union out there. We're not solving the economic problems that were promised to us. What we are doing is moving into a more globalist society. And that dovetails into this next headline. U.S. and China ties grow closer. Well, I highlight this in my film Invisible Empire. Before we saw this headline, I've seen a move for years where the United States westernized society is slowly moving towards a more communist, militaristic Chinese society. And they keep that society, but they put you in Levi jeans and sell you Coca-Cola and McDonald's and tell you that's freedom. That's what we're doing right now. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Back after this, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
As we were discussing before the break, the United States and China are moving closer towards one another. Again, China tells its people Coca-Cola and Pepsi are freedom. McDonald's is freedom. Don't mind the troops on the street, which is a military police state. Don't mind the one-child policies. We're moving towards freedom. And then the United States moves towards this militaristic Chinese society with people like Ted Turner promoting one and two child policies, saying that China's laws are not draconian. And we get headlines we feature in Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, that say New World Order may be led by U.S. and China. U.S. and China ties grow closer. Chinese President Hu Jintao visit to Washington for nuclear security summit this week is the latest sign of a warming in relation with President Barack Obama's administration that looks to set to continue in the months ahead. And of course, that is true. That will continue. Our relationship with China is far from over. In fact, Senate leader eyes action on China currency bill. Now, of course, China's money has the great Mao Zedong on the front of it. Isn't that great? Mao is such a leader. He was so good. Now on the History Channel, they say, hey, he was great for women's rights. Without Mao, women would have no rights, apparently. The Senate could vote by the end of May on legislation to prod China to raise the value of its currency. Now, if Chinese currency goes up in value, we're going to start paying a lot more for the majority of our products. Why? Because we don't actually make anything in this country anymore. Most of it is made in China. So if the value of their currency goes up, we pay more. Do you understand very simple economics? And we're pushing this. We're pushing this in our Senate. And why? Well, it's to degrade America, bring the United States into a second world status, and promote globalism. This is the true redistribution of wealth. I'm going to start taking your calls. 888-201-2244. Let's go to Julio in Illinois. Julio, you're online. Yes, sir. All right, drop him. Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, you're online. Yes, sir. Nothing? We got nobody. Chuck, you there?
Hello?
Yes. What's on your mind, Chuck? Yes.
Hey, I just got the new Shooter Jennings today, man, and it is absolutely awesome. Big shout out to Shooter Jennings. For the Tea Party coming up on the 15th, man, I'm really, really hoping that we can get one of your films released early, either Police State 4 or your film, Invisible Empire. I've got 1,000
DVDs. Well, Chuck,
let me tell you
right now, we are working our hardest to get Invisible Empire by the date April 15th, 2010. People don't understand. We can't just put it online without DVDs to ship out. So we always give ourselves 2, 3, 4 days padding. Now, I happen to know they did ship to us on Thursday. They are definitely going out time and perhaps a little early. So who knows? Maybe PrisonPlanet.tv members get Invisible Empire at midnight on April 15th or maybe 10 p.m. on April 14th. We don't know, but we do know we are delivering a huge product here, a huge weapon in the info war. We are begging you to have thousands of CDs on hand as soon as this thing breaks so you can take that disc, take the file, burn it for your friends and family, have screenings, because again, this takes you from 0 to 100 on the New World Order in just 2 hours and 12 minutes. It has literally hundreds of high-level political and business officials not only discussing the term New World Order, but what this New World Order is going to look like. And when they tell you they're going to save the world, in fact, they still continue to tell you they're going to save you from climate change as long as the United Nations can take over and they can start taxing you and having these new carbon markets. Jason, it's not about a carbon market. They're trying to save our lives. Really? Is that why Reuters changed their environmental section to green business news? EU carbon prices stall after 5-day rallies. These are the global markets they're promoting right now. And if you don't think they're coming to the United States, check this headline out. EPA to issue rules on smokestack greenhouse gases soon. They can't pass it at the state level. They can't pass it at the federal level. Guess what? The EPA is just going to do it. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency will soon issue rules. They're just going to issue rules. No democratic process whatsoever, completely outside of the constitutional republic we once lived in, folks. They're going to issue rules that will determine which power plants and factories will face greenhouse gas regulations, an agency official said on Tuesday. See, the big corporations that are involved with the takeover and the payout, they won't have to pay these taxes. They'll probably get corporate welfare on top of it. They'll be shown as the good green factories. We all have to go green. We all have to do our part. That's why you need one-child policies, and you can't have 3 cars unless you're going to pay more taxes. And your garbage is going to be regulated, and your home's energy is going to be regulated. Don't keep the lights on. Oh, no. Our carbon footprint is too much. And they're using carbon dioxide as the toxin, carbon dioxide as the enemy. This is what you breathe out. Don't you understand? Humans are the target. The measure known as tailoring rule. No, it's called tyranny rule. Forget about tailoring rule. It's tyranny rule. They are declaring you will pay carbon taxes. You don't have a choice. You're bad. You're a human being. This will set emission thresholds for the big emitters of gases blamed for warming the planet, such as coal-fired power plants and plants that make cement and glass. Well, that's good because we never use cement and glass for anything. Geez, our buildings aren't made of cement and glass. Our industry isn't made of cement and glass. Oh, they'll never tax anybody. And who's going to be taxed? The little people. We live in an admitted plutonomy. according to many of the lower level elitists. What is a plutonomy? Well, it is a government run by the wealthy. And their model of a plutonomy shows that the elite get richer and richer and richer every year and keep expanding their wealth, and the middle class go down, 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 down into a lower class system. And their greatest fear is that that lower middle class, that poor slave class that they are essentially creating day by day by day, will rise up, and that they have one vote per person. But they've rigged a lot of those votes with Diebold voting machines and others. This has been going on for almost a decade. People like Bev Harris, Alex Jones, and Jason Burmes have been screaming about it for years. But are you going to take the time to look up the information? Or is this just going to be another radio show that you listen to and you feel good about because you're informed? No, you need to be really informed. You need to be telling your neighbors. Hey, remember when you voted last year? Hey, did you get a receipt after you punched that into the machine? Oh, you didn't get a receipt. Well, that's... No, I just got a sticker that said I voted. See, that's treating us like children. You get a receipt at Walmart for buying a 99-cent pack of gum. It says, hey, I bought this. Now, when you vote for your elected officials, there's no receipt. There's no paper trail. You get a sticker. You were a good boy. And then they just flip the vote on you. MIT professors have done the numbers, have looked at the data. But that's okay. The NFL starting up in a couple months, and you get to root for your favorite football team all over again. You're just taking a deep breath from the NCAA tournament that got over last week, and there's just so much good sports out there, Jason. I just need to be absorbed by pop culture. Now, as the EPA just admits they're going to start these taxations, they're not calling them taxations, of course, it's regulations. Mm-hmm. Senators prepare compromise for climate change bill. Doesn't matter the people don't want it. They'll compromise on it because those senators, they're really looking out for you and me. They're not part of the corporatocracy. They're not part of the elite agenda. No, they're good. They're good. 6 months after introducing a sweeping climate change bill that flopped in the Senate, Democrat and Skull and Bones member, by the way, John Kerry is preparing to offer a compromise measure that seeks to reel in reluctant senators. Kerry collaborating with Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, another demon, and independent Senator Joseph Lieberman. It's the same guys over and over and over again. I can't believe Lieberman gets elected. I can't believe people worship Lindsey Graham. Might introduce a new bill promoting clean energy early next week, just days before the 40th anniversary of what? Earth Day! Now there's not only an Earth Day out there. I was brainwashed with Earth Day 20 plus years ago when I was a kid. Believe you me, I was sitting there, it's a day for the Earth, we're all going to hold hands, it's great. Oh, it's so good that we're all recycling, and I'm watching videos how the sun's going to be so hot that I won't be able to go out in 20 years unless I have a radioactive suit. You think I'm joking. I'm not joking. I watched a video with Ted Danson, Whoopi Goldberg, Vinny Delpino from the Doogie Howser program, where they were going outside in literal radiation suits because the enemy wasn't carbon dioxide then. The enemy was chlorofluorocarbons, hairspray. Oh, that was the big enemy. I was going to have to wear a unbelievably restricting nuclear safety suit to go outside and throw a baseball around. And I'm like, wow, we need to save the world. I can't believe this is happening. And when we watched that on Earth Day. Now they have an Earth Hour where we're all supposed to just turn off our televisions and our lights and sit there and sing Kumbaya. Yet more brainwashing as the generations get dumber and dumber and dumber. 40 years of Earth Day, we're going to compromise on this bill. We're going to do it finally. 40 years of propaganda later, they're willing to pay taxes on it. Isn't it ingenious? Yet any attempt to actually do something good for the environment, unleash electric cars on the people so that they won't have to pay $3, $4, $5, $6, and $9 a gallon in the UK on cars, well, they're going to restrict those. Are new fuel standards unfair to electric cars? Of course they are. The game is rigged, folks. The electric car should be getting us 200 plus miles to the charge. When something that was around 10 plus years ago, and technology at this point doubles every 2 to 3 years, folks, it's exponential, okay? 10 plus years ago, they were getting 82 miles to the charge. They can't do that now with no gas. Zero gas. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes taking your calls. 888-201-2244. Back after this, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terran is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. I've got loaded phone lines. We've been talking about the economy. We've talked about globalism. We've talked about the move towards a more Chinese-like society. Yes, the military are the police. You are guilty until proven innocent. They will tell you how many children you're allowed to have. And one of the byproducts of that society, a very male-driven society, is that they abort a lot of the girl babies. Okay, and because of that, in the next 5 to 10 years, they're going to have 30 million more males than they do females in China. Why is that important? Well, what are you going to do with those males? Well, you're going to put them into the military. They're obviously going to become more aggressive. There'll be more competition over women. And that will be used as a pressure point on these men. Mark my words. All right, let's take some calls. Let's go to Julio in Illinois. Julio, you're on the line.
Jason Burmis. How are you this evening, sir?
Good, good.
All right. Alex was talking about this during his show today, and it was interesting because I was watching CNN this morning, and they were talking about the same thing he was talking about on the show in terms of propagandizing TV. Reliable sources this morning's edition talked about how NBC, they do their Green is Universal campaign, and they were selling advertisement on their show 30 Rock to Pepsi for, I believe it was Sun Chips, but they had Al Gore, the inventor of the internet, on their show.
I actually covered that when I saw the commercials for it, because it was so blatant to me that they were having Al Gore to promote their green agenda. I'd seen so many green commercials. They always hit you the hardest with the children. And in my new film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, I show you how it's from the right and the left. And they're even attacking those that would be of, I would say, a more religious viewpoint. How so? Well, I show the commercial where phony leftist pastor and preacher, Al Sharpton, is sitting down with phony right wing, and those are two separate paradigms that are really one. There are no left and right. These guys are basically high-level actors for the establishment. Pat Robertson on the right, Al Sharpton on the left, and they sit there and joke back and forth how they disagree on everything except for climate change. Pay your carbon taxes. And they're on a beach and everything's wonderful. So, of course, they're propagandizing the American people with this green agenda. While they do that, they are selling to the corporate sponsors that are writing up these bills and regulations. I appreciate the call, Julio. Got to jump. Full lines. Let's go to Patrick in the UK. Patrick, come on.
Hi, Jason. How's it going?
Good, good.
A few quick things to mention regarding England, where I am. First of all, political correctness and New World Order terminology and conditioning showing up in crazy councils, changing the names of road signs from old ones to new ones, such as Greenway in Greenwich, Euroclose in Brent, was Safety Drive in Poole, Karma Way in Harrow, Yoga Way in Sutton, Eco Way in Doncaster, Sustainability Way in Leyland, and Masjid Lane, meaning mosque, in Tower Hamlets.
And we're seeing this movement not only on street corners and street signs. In other words, they're changing it from old war heroes' names. It used to be, this was Smith Boulevard in light of some soldier who died during World War II, et cetera, et cetera. They're moving towards this green agenda. But when you pull into Walmart and other super centers around this country, now they have the green parking. Oh, if you're in a green eco-mobile like a Yaris, you can park up front where the handicap parked. It's an incentive. Go ahead, Patrick.
Another thing. In England, if you're walking on the street and you get stopped by the police and you have over £1,000 in your pocket, They can seize the money for no reason. They don't need any suspicion. They're supposed to have suspicion, but they can seize the money, and then you have to spend months trying to claim it back. This is under the Proceeds of Crime Act 2002.
Because you might be a drug dealer, or you might be going outside of the law, and we want to phase out cash. We want it on your nice little credit card, or perhaps your UK citizen's ID card, or maybe a chip in the future. Patrick, great call. Got to jump. Love you, man. Let's go to Kerry in Kansas. Kerry, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. I'm looking forward to Invisible Empire soon. I wanted to elaborate a little more with a good point you were bringing up on China with the currency revaluation. Geithner postponed the report. It was supposed to come out on Thursday or Friday, and he was last week meeting with the vice premier of China, who would only agree to meet with him at the airport there, and he was probably begging him, the vice premier, to work with him a little bit. But it seems to be that they've come to terms that by between now and the end of the year, it's going to be a 3% revaluation, which is pretty funny, because the reason they linked to our currency in the first place was back in the summer of 2008, before the crash, when the commodity bubble was real high. And it's common knowledge on the Wall Street that the Chinese pressure by the Chinese banks was what caused Paulson to push so hard for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to
Kerry,
be bailed
those
out.
Are great points. I want to get into that on the other side. And I also want to get into BRIC, Brazil, Russia, Indonesia, and China. It's the Info Warrior.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from Infowars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at Infowars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire.
We are back to the Info Warrior with Jason and Burmese. We're just talking about the relationship with the United States and China to carry in Kansas. And we were showing you how China is revaluing their currency. They are working closely with the United States. But then there's kind of some infighting going on whose currency is going to be on top in the next 20 to 30 years and what alliances will be made. And of course, China, along with Russia, Indonesia, and Brazil, have formed BRIC in order to promote their version of a regional or global currency. We're going to continue to take your calls. Then we're going to play a one-minute sneak peek of Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. You can order it right now over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, where it will premiere April 15th, and the orders are shipped out in the number we actually get them. And it's also basically just breaking down the Council on Foreign Relations, a little bit of roundtable groups. Again, this is a 2-hour and 12-minute documentary. We're going to give you a 1-minute sneak peek. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you'll also be seeing some sneak peeks coming along over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's go to Nick in North Carolina. Nick, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. I got a congressional candidate you guys probably should look at. His name is Tim Curtis in Florida, and he's running for, like, the 11th district, and he calls himself a constitutional Democrat. And I talked to him. I interviewed him, but I called into a show, and he said that the Federal Reserve is pretty much unconstitutional, and he pretty much same philosophy we have. So if people want to get up there and look at him, they can do that. And
His name is Tim Curtis out of Florida. We do need more people who are going to actually defend the Constitution and Bill of Rights and not become career politicians under the hands of the establishment. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Carl in Virginia. Carl, you're on the line.
Yes, I heard you talking about the global warming thing.
Mm-hmm.
And an absolutely global warming is bogus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not man-made. And then there's the problem with them taxing carbon dioxide. It's what we breathe and the plants breathe it and create.
Yes, but the general masses, Carl, are so dumbed down they think it's some kind of a horrid toxin that if you're putting in a room with, you might actually melt. And they are still promoting this climate change agenda to bring in global government. They had a whitewash of a trial for people like Michael Mann and Phil Jones on the international scale, the European Union. And this is the headline out of the Telegraph today. UN process in danger. Unless world agrees on climate change, the United Nations process is in danger of collapsing. Unless countries are able to agree on the best way to stop global warming by the end of this year, the outgoing head of climate change negotiations has warned. Yes, they were scarred by ClimateGate, but time heals all wounds and the public will forget about this and they'll promote some other cockamamie agenda and some other 180 plus peace accord. The last one was 181 pages that they tried to sneak under the world populace to bring in global government. And it was because of people like Alex Jones and Lord Christopher Monckton that did not get through. And we were lucky enough to have those emails leaked just weeks beforehand. Appreciate the call, Carl. Let's go to Ron in Arizona. Ron, you're on the line.
Good afternoon or good evening, Jason. Please give careful consideration to the idea I'm going to give you for your next or one of your films in the future.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is to make a film in which all you do is hold a trial and make it as legitimate as possible and pick one of the top criminals of our days, like one of the Bushes or Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld, David Rockefeller, the Clintons, etc., and just hold a trial in which all the evidence is presented to the viewers of the crimes they've committed and actually hire two lawyers.
Well, that would be a very novel idea for a picture. There are television shows overseas that do the same exact thing. In fact, they had one about Bin Laden and 9/11, and they were saying, is Bin Laden guilty of the September 11th attacks? If you type September 11th on trial, I believe they did that out in Europe. It would be a very interesting series, but again, I'm one guy. And I can't do a movie even by myself. I had three other editors help me on this project over the last 12 to 18 months. And I would say that that's a great idea. I don't know if we would do actual movies. I think that would work better as a 30 to 45 minute program on features like the Clintons, the Bushes, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, et cetera, et cetera. I hope somebody else picks up the ball and runs with it because I just don't see it happening here when we're literally putting out 20 to 25 new news stories. We're putting out a 4-hour radio show every day. We put out this 3-hour radio show once a week. It's a lot of work, folks. You can't imagine how hard it is to have capable video editors. Then you have to have capable web designers. Then you have to have IT people that can upload it all, handle the server traffic. And we keep growing and growing and growing. And that's thanks to you out there getting these films, making copies and getting the word out. But we also need some other great filmmakers out there. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I truly do believe I am one of the top level filmmakers in the Patriot arena because I understand that we do have to reach a mainstream audience. I understand that each one of my films does have to be better than the next. And I've never done anything as good as my upcoming film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, a new level of graphics and understanding, a new level of research, in my opinion, on the subject of global government and the New World Order. So right now, I want to show this 1-minute sneak peek. We're going to come back, continue to take your calls, 888-201-2244. It's the Info Warrior, and this is Invisible Empire.
New World Order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The New World Order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you look at the membership lists of the Bohemian Grove and the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, a lot of the key level people are overlapping and are involved in numerous groups.
Invisible Empire, a new world order defined. 18 months in the making here in our studios in Austin, Texas. We set out with Jason Burmis and our team to make a film designed to educate the general public about the history of the new world order. I know that tens of millions of you worldwide are aware of global government, aware of the New World Order, aware of the eugenicists, and you understand their game plan. But the general public is not aware. They know something is wrong in the world. They're ready to listen. There is an awakening happening, and this film will accelerate that awakening. The Pentagon has said that 90% of the war is information. We understand that. We have the truth. The globalists have the lies. We go past the puppets directly to the true power structure of this planet. What makes them tick, what their goals are, how they control societies, how they use roundtable groups, front groups to control government, how they ship in narcotics. We've had a criminal corporate takeover of the United States and every other major industrialized country on the planet. The globalists, in their own words, calling for a planetary tyranny. How they control governments through continuity of government, through emergency dictatorship. I want to thank all of our supporters who over the years have made everything we do here possible. We have had a giant effect globally, and much of that credit goes to you out there. So I want to thank my supporters in advance who are going to get this film and get it out to everyone. The power to bring down the New World Order is in your hands, and a key weapon in this fight is Invisible Empire. Invisible Empire is perfect, not just to make copies on DVD and give to your friends and family, but to have viewing parties and screenings, to make this an event in your business, your household, your church, so that people understand exactly what's happening in our world. It is up to us who understand what's happening with the New World Order to get out there and to warn everyone we know. The ball is in your court. If the population is conscious of how the globalists are controlling society and what their end game is, we can bring them down. You can go to InfoWars.com and purchase Invisible Empire today, ladies and gentlemen. It premieres the 15th of April at PrisonPlanet.tv, and the DVDs begin to ship out a few days before that. So if you want to get the DVD with the expanded extras and get it in the highest quality and support the filmmakers, go to InfoWars.com and order Invisible Empire today. And we're begging you, we're not authorizing you, we are begging you to get DVD burners, to buy blank DVDs, and to make as many copies as possible. We're going to have a DivX version and other versions for download at PrisonPlanet.tv for members, so you can burn it to disk and give it to everyone you know. The people are ready to hear the truth. They're ready to be fully awakened. They're ready to learn who their enemy is. An Invisible Empire, a New World Order defined, does just that. It's available on DVD at InfoWars.com, or again, go to PrisonPlanet.tv and sign up. You can also share your passcode with as many as five other people. It's coming out April 15th. You can also call toll-free to order the DVD of this film, 888-253-3139.
So next week's show is really going to be dedicated to Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. It will have been out for about 4 or 5 days. We're hoping people are going to call in with their reviews, their criticisms, their favorite parts of the film. And I'm also going to be premiering the film live at 7 p.m. in San Antonio with We Are Change San Antonio over at the Alamo Draft House out there. So if you go to We Are Change's San Antonio site, I am going to be there. I am going to be taking questions. We will have DVDs available for people. It's going to be a great event. I can't wait to do that. Again, so next week, I'm hoping all you PrisonPlanet.tv heads out there, all the people that are getting this film, making copies, call me up. Tell me what you think was most powerful. Tell me what you didn't think was most powerful. What was your favorite clip in the movie? So Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, I just can't wait to release this film. I can't wait to get it out to the people. We're going to go back to callers in just a moment, 888-201-2244. But I want to hit up these two stories very quickly. Mitt Romney wins Republican straw poll. That's the headline out of Reuters. It should be establishment shocked or establishment shaken as Ron Paul loses by one vote. They put that down here. It's only a four-paragraph article, but it was 439 votes to 438 out of 1,806 votes cast. Paul came in second. We know he won a straw poll, a very important CPAC straw poll, just a couple months ago. And as you see mainline Republicans shift to the viewpoint of Ron Paul, that only helps us, as he is truly one of the only anti-establishment politicians out there. And Ron Paul at this event said, Ron Paul says, Barack Obama is not a socialist. Republicans and Tea Party activists are fond of accusing President Barack Obama of being a socialist. But today, party gadfly Ron Paul said that they had it wrong. In the technical sense, in the economic definition, he is not a socialist, the Texas Republican said, as a smattering of applause in the Southern Republican Leadership Conference. He's a corporatist. Paul quickly added, meaning the president takes care of corporate and corporations take over and run the country. Care of corporations and corporations take over and run the country. This guy's telling you that big government, in essence, the establishment, are the big corporations. They control Barack Obama. He is their puppet. And that's why Ron Paul is so important to this country, this Constitution, this Bill of Rights that we are really holding on to by a thread in this country. All right, let's continue to take callers. Bob in New Jersey. Bob, you're on the line.
Thanks a lot, Burmese. Want to say that I went to a We Are Change event in Philadelphia today, and I just want to say it was awesome, and I encourage others to get involved. It's really easy. I just found my local We Are Change site, made a phone call. I met some really cool people. I had a really good time. So I think other people should get involved.
And there are literally dozens of organizations around the country. We Are Change organizations popping up around every major city worldwide. We've got We Are Change Italy. We've got We Are Change Ireland. We've got We Are Change New York City. We've got We Are Change Upstate New York. We Are Change Seattle. I'm going to do an event with We Are Change San Antonio. And that's a true grassroots organization that has the establishment shaken to its very core, in the sense that they're actually putting out in publications by the Southern Poverty Law Center and others that these are potential domestic terrorist groups. Go ahead, Bob.
I just wanted to know, in the Webbot reports I just read, they're predicting a major event in November. I'm wondering if you think that might be like the death of the dollar. It's supposed to last 4 days in November. And I was just wondering in general what you thought about the Webbot project.
Well, you know what? That's 6 months away, right? We're about 6 months away from November right now. Maybe not quite 6 months. Maybe it's only like, let me see, where are we right now? We are in April, so we have May, June, July, August.
6.5 months.
It is about 6 months. All right, I'm good. I think they're going to devalue the dollar over the next 6 months. I don't think it's going to be just a total bailout crash, not a 1929 scenario, because they haven't gone that way yet. It may be the announcement of a separate form of currency. It may be the announcement of a hard currency to replace the special drawing rights unit that the IMF is handing out to third and second world nations. Yes, the dollar is no longer the reserve currency, but we're in for these changes. These are incremental changes. So I don't know if there's going to be some kind of a great change or a spike change or a huge shakeup in November. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Duff in Kansas. Duff, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's always good to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
You and Alex both. You know, over the last 8-9 months, I'm a Prison Planet TV subscriber.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned so much, and I've changed so much. You know,
well, Duff, let me say this. I believe in humanity. I know that generally people are good out there. They want to help their family, their friends, their neighbors. They want to live in a society that's not completely and totally morally corrupt. There's a lot of well-meaning idiots out there, and they're not idiots. They're just ignorant to what the real power structure is. They're ignorant to what's really going on. They don't know that their kid might get H1N1 after they take the real flu shot. They don't understand that the FDA is going to recall these things when it comes out that they are, in fact, poisonous. They don't get those things. So I encourage people, when I do this radio show and I source an article, go check the article out for yourself. Don't believe Jason Vermes. Don't even believe his films. Go check his films out and then source everything. Take a weekend. Take a sunny afternoon and sit there and see if I'm lying to you. See if I'm exaggerating. And I'm afraid to say you're going to find out it's probably much worse than what I've told you. But we all have great power and we all have the ability to look into these things and change small things in our life so that we can progressively move towards a more constitutional society, Duff.
But that's what I do, is I investigate everything, you know.
That's great.
You know, and one of the things that I wanted to share was, you know, I had a coworker that got me involved in Prison Planet TV.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about it.
He's peeled off away from me. He thought that I'd gotten too crazy with it. And next thing you know, I'm being laughed at work because, you know, we've changed a lot of our investments into gold.
All right, well, hold on, Duff. I want to talk about it on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes. Back after this, 888-201-2244.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the cravers beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the media these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time every single Sunday out there. And you can get the podcast after the program over at theinfowarrior.com. We're talking to Duff in Kansas about how he woke up. And you said it was somebody in your office that woke you up to this, but then you got even too hardcore for him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, because it's not that I just listen to what you guys say. And there were some other documentaries that I got involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, I couldn't understand Fall of the Republic. I'm just a painter. So yeah. I watched another esoteric agenda and then went back and watched Fall of the Republic, and it all made...
Well, Duff, I got to tell you, man, I hope now that you're a PrismPlanet.tv member, you go check out that 9/11 is an international intelligence operation. Check out my last film, Fabled Enemies. And then if you want to know about the New World Order 101, some of the biggest clips out there that nobody has seen, please get Invisible Empire and New World Order Defined. But if you're a PrismPlanet.tv member, it will be up in the highest of quality. I actually encoded it last night into DivX. It's 1.3 gigabytes, folks, which is standard for a two-hour movie. Looks phenomenal. I can't wait to get it out there. And when you do start looking this at this information, and it does absorb you, and this is what happened to me in 2002, I would not shut my mouth while I was flipping pies. I did not shut my mouth while I was sitting down and doing graphic design. And luckily, when I got my first desk job and I had my own little office, I was listening to Alex Jones. A lot of people would walk in and say, hey, are you listening to Rush Limbaugh? What is this? I'm like, no, this isn't Rush Limbaugh. This isn't propaganda. This isn't about right or left. I'm not a conservative. I'm not a liberal. I believe in the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And lo and behold, by listening to those programs, getting involved in movies, I substitute host for Alex Jones. I was able to do that Thursday and Friday. What a great honor for me. And I'm able to make movies with him that change the lives of millions and open up unawakened eyes. 888-201-2244 is the number. We're going to continue with a news blitz on the other side. Let's go to Matt in California. Matt, you're on the line.
How you doing, sir?
Very good, sir.
Can't wait to see your film.
Oh, thank you.
I just wanted to talk about a individual that G. Edward Griffin interviewed in 1984. His name was Yuri Bezmenov, and he was an ex-KGB propagandist, and he was trained in ideological subversion. I'd like people to search him. It's Yuri Bezmenov, Bezmenov. And he talks about the four stages of ideological subversion. I'd like to go through these real quick.
Please do, because it's something that I viewed as well, and it is an excellent interview, and it's because of work like that that we feature G. Edward Griffin in my upcoming film. So go ahead, go through those things.
Yes, it is amazing. I just haven't heard his name on these broadcasts, but it's demoralization, destabilization, crisis, then normalization. Demoralization, he says, it takes 15 to 20 years to demoralize a society, meaning it takes 15 to 20 years for a student to go through the educational system. And then it goes to destabilization, meaning unions, equality, the strive for social justice, crisis, like where we are right now through the economy, and then normalization is when the useful idiots who have brought their system of tyranny upon us are exterminated. Again, I just hope people search this. There's a lot of the interview with G. Edward Griffin is great. He also just has a lecture, which is about an hour on how him and the KGB subverted
and
society.
And I want to say this, so G. Edward Griffin is really one of the forefathers of this patriot movement. I can remember back in 2003 when I was showing people the capitalist conspiracy, which was really a glorified PowerPoint. It wasn't even PowerPoint at that point. This was something they put together with slides back in the 70s. G. Edward Griffin has been in the game. That's why we interviewed the man. That's why you should get The Creature from Jekyll Island from Midas Resources or Infowars.com. We'll be back in about 60 seconds. I am Jason Burmis, 888-201-2244.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth.
This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy.
We are back. It's the InfoWar with Jason Vermes. And, I want to say and give a big shout out to Tap Out and Tap Out Radio. They were gracious enough to have me on their program on Friday. And those who listen to this program, sometimes I talk a little bit about MMA. I am a huge mixed martial arts fan beyond UFC, beyond Strikeforce, Sengoku, Dream, King of the Cage, Cage Rage. I watch it all. And they gave me the opportunity, both Redneck out of Australia and Crooklyn out of the main operation here in the States, over an hour to talk to mixed martial arts fans, people that are not familiar with this type of material. And I talked about Invisible Empire, I talked about Stage Terror, and they really gave me an open forum to talk to people who were like myself before I was awake. And that's why I do these things. I don't do these things to preach to the choir. I don't do these things because I think I'm cool. I do these things because in 2002, when I started to learn this type of information, I was losing sleep. I was waking up in cold sweats. I was wondering where the voice of a generation was. I was wondering where the truth lied. I was wondering why I was the one having to tell my elders, my supposed superiors, about this information. And I still see a lot of people asleep out there. I see people demobilized with the election of Barack Obama. The people who were on the left that could see that the war was bad, that the Bush administration with Dick Cheney, Karl Rove, Donald Rumsfeld, Paul Wolfowitz, and others were utter liars, have now been really destabilized. They don't understand the bigger picture anymore. They fell for the false left-right paradigm, no matter how many times I warn them about it. No, everything's going to be okay when the Democrats get in. No, everything's going to be okay when the Republicans get in. It's a bait and switch. It's never going to be okay because the establishment progresses their agenda incrementally through these two political parties. And they're anything but political parties at this time. They are literal puppets of the establishment and the elite. And it is a show. It is a show when you see headlines like this one. Republicans warn Obama on Supreme Court nominee. Oh, yes. The Republicans are so concerned who Obama might pick for the Supreme Court. Well, we should all be very, very, very concerned that the Supreme Court has almost turned into a revolving door. These people usually served on the Supreme Court until they died, but that's no longer the case. We've seen all sorts of appointments at this moment. Senate Republicans warned on Sunday they could raise procedural roadblocks to any Supreme Court nominee they consider outside the judicial mainstream. Folks, who's outside of the judicial mainstream at this point? Absolutely no one, as long as they're willing to rule against the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And that's why again and again and again, you see 4-3 votes. It's never 7-0. It's never 5-2. It's, oh, we just scraped it by 4-3 to take away all your rights. Oh, we just scraped it by 4-3 to say that the Fourth and Fifth Amendments don't really exist in this country. We just slipped it by 4-3 that we can have military detentions in this country and we can charge U.S. citizens with war crimes without an actual trial. And yet, we can even assassinate them. That's a good thing. But now, you know, the Democrats are in, so the Republicans are... And people are like, oh my God, he's right. And they never look beyond it. It's literally rabble, rabble, rabble out of a South Park episode. Let's get to some international news. Gordon Brown, I will end take it or leave it public services. Labor manifesto centers on a pledge to allow failing schools, hospitals, and police forces to be taken over by who? The federales. So they're banking on these establishments to fail. These life establishments, the establishments that literally surround us. Educational establishments, hospitals that are supposed to save our lives and keep us healthy. And police forces that are supposed to protect us. But they've gotten so thuggish and ruggish lately, it ain't about protection. Unless you're getting the protection money. We had a caller from the UK call today, said you can't have £1,000 in your pocket. If you do, the police can take it. Oh, that's liberty. That's freedom. Why don't we give more power to the federales? We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, 888-201-2244.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask.
Gordon Brown has openly announced that the government is taking over. Yeah, we're going to take over the failing schools. We're going to take over the failing hospitals. We're going to take over the failing police forces and put it under our rule. More than a thousand mediocre or failing secondary schools will be taken over to drive up standards. Gordon Brown promises today ahead of a manifesto launch centered on a pledge to end the take it or leave it services in education, the NHS, and police on the eve of a launch that is critical to persuading a wavering electorate that he has the energy and ideas for a fourth term. Brown claims in a Guardian interview that his goal is to bring in reform into the mainstream of public services. Reform means a bigger government takeover. This guy is Captain New World Order. You need to see Invisible Empire and New World Order to find where he calls for it again and again and again. And he's talking about a world banking constitution. This guy is as establishment as it gets. Don't let his appearance fool you. I know he looks like a half-retarded hobbit person, but at the same time, he promotes globalism. He is the unelected prime minister of the United Kingdom and probably looking to steal an election. But I guarantee no matter who they put up against him, it will be staged. The outcome will already be selected, not elected, because that is the world that we live in. I want to show, coming up right now, a 1 minute sneak peek of my latest, my greatest, Invisible Empire, a New World Order Defined. This is the CFR section I was talking about. It isn't the 4 minute talk with Alex Jones with a little bit of a preview. This is the 1 minute sneak peek. Let's hit the clip.
Here's a short sneak peek from the Council on Foreign Relations Roundtable Group section from Invisible Empire.
In all of the British dependencies, these organizations, the front groups, were called the Royal Institute for International Affairs. In the United States, they chose a different name. They chose the Council on Foreign Relations, but it held exactly the same relationship to this inner society of Cecil Rhodes.
Among the charter members were W. Averill Harriman of Union Banking, then President of the United States Woodrow Wilson's main advisor, Colonel Edward Mendel House, John D. Rockefeller, the founder of Standard Oil, banking mogul J.P. Morgan, and prominent bankster Paul Warburg.
Well, the Council on Foreign Relations exists today. It's probably the most powerful single organization in America. Many observers, including myself, believe that it is the hidden government of the United States. These people are not elected to office, and most Americans don't even know who they are. But they are holding all of the important positions in society. There are only about 4,000 of them in the United States. But I don't care what organization you want to look at, whether it's government or whether it's universities or the large media centers or whatever it is, you look at the people at the tops of those organizations, the owners, the managers, the CEOs, the board of directors, and I'm going to say probably 80 to 90% of the great power centers of America are dominated by just those 4,000 people who are members of the Council on Foreign Relations.
That was just a short clip from Invisible Empire where we're chronicling how the shadow government controls society through groups like the Council on Foreign Relations that operate as front groups for the roundtable group intelligence systems that control our society from behind the throne.
There was, folks, a 1 minute sneak peek of Invisible Empire, a New World Order Defined. We show a picture of Ben Bernanke up there, and I want to highlight this quote from Bernanke early in the week. This is out of the Associated Press. U.S. faces difficult tax choices. Yes, they've looted you. Yes, unemployment is at an all-time high. Yes, the dollar is at an all-time low, but none of that matters. It didn't save the economy. It didn't save the world like they said it was going to. It didn't save America. No. The Time Man of the Year, Ben Bernanke. Yes, Time said this guy was the Man of the Year, co-founder of Time, of course, Henry Luce. And who's he? Oh, he's a Skull and Bones member. He's a man that helped promote Hitler and gave him Man of the Year twice. So yes, I guess if you're going to say that Hitler was Man of the Year, maybe Bernanke could be Man of the Year too. But he's really Puppet of the Year, Establishment Person of the Year. He's not helping you or I. And this is what he said, so get ready. They openly tell you what they're about to do to you. And, you know, not to say it too vilely, but what they're about to do to you is a lot like gang rape. You're going to get raped from every single angle. You're not going to be able to look left or right without being violently raped. You don't believe me? To avoid large and unsustainable budget deficits, which they are, as we wage trillion-dollar wars in the Middle East, the nation will ultimately have to choose among higher taxes. See, the nation's going to choose about higher taxes. Oh, yes, we're going to choose to pay higher taxes. No, you're going to try to force us to pay higher taxes with your IRS goons taking our wages directly out of our paychecks under false programs that don't do anything for us except for regulate our humanity in general. Or we'll have modifications to entitlement programs such as Social Security and Medicare. Oh, Social Security and Medicare are entitlement programs now. Oh, I didn't pay into them the last 20 to 30 years of my paycheck. They're entitlement programs. And here's where it gets even better. Less spending on everything else from education to defense, or some, here it is, combination of the above. So we'll just raise taxes, not guarantee any Social Security and Medicare, and take down education even further. We haven't dumbed down the American public enough. And folks, it's bad in some states. I don't want to pick on states individually, but have you been down to Florida? Look, I'm not saying everybody in Florida is a moron, but their education system is out of this world disgusting. I've had several friends of mine graduate from a New York State education system, go down there to be teachers, and they're like, there are rats in the walls, there are cockroaches in the classrooms. I'm teaching 65 kids. The graduation rate is like 30% in some counties. It's disgusting. And the programs are 2 to 3 to 4 years behind what you see in schools in upstate New York, in upper eastern schools, where they actually do give a damn about the kids in some cases. Yes, there are good teachers out there. But some of these education programs, they're just like, we don't even care if they can read. They don't have to do math anymore. Here's your GED. Join the military. After all, they want a dumbed down populace. They want a populace that doesn't question their leaders, that can't read the papers, that may tell them the truth, that don't know how to operate the internet, that think the cyberbullying and cybersecurity acts are good things, that think that we should regulate free speech, that think it's genius for us to go bomb brown people in another country and massacre them on video and then laugh about it. And that dovetails into really a multi-layered story I want to get into. I haven't talked much about the video that WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks gets this video, and all of a sudden the CIA and the Department of Defense start their internal attacks on WikiLeaks. They say we have to regulate WikiLeaks. They obviously haven't gotten control of the internet enough now to stop them, but they're working on it. Don't worry, they're working on it. Whistleblowers on U.S. massacre fear CIA stalkers. Activists behind a website dedicated to revealing secret documents have complained of harassment by police and intelligence services as they prepare to release a video showing an American attack in which 97 civilians were killed in Afghanistan. Oh, you know, the baker's dozen of innocent people they killed on this last video might not be enough for you. You'll have to see the slaughter of almost 100 civilians. Do you have to see the multiple millions they've killed over the last 7 or 8 years? Is that what it's going to take? Are you going to have to see an 8-year-old's head blown off to understand what's really going down there? This is a war for elitist interests, for globalism, for a one world order, for a tyranny you cannot even imagine. Do you know what they do to these people in combat zones? The ones that are lucky enough to survive these air attacks from drones that are judge, jury, and executioner? I'll tell you what happens to them. They get lined up like cattle. They have their iris scans taken. They have to give their biometric thumbprint and bow down to the establishment. Julian Assange, one of the co-founders of WikiLeaks, has claimed that a restaurant where the group met in Reykjavik, the capital of Iceland, came under surveillance in March as one of the group's volunteers was detained for 21 hours by police. Assange, an Australian, says he was followed on a flight by Reykjavik to Copenhagen by two American agents. This group has riled governments by publishing documents leaked by whistleblowers. Thank God for WikiLeaks. Thank God for Cryptome. Thank God for Infowars.com. Now, WikiLeaks is doing it big, and they're trying to release this video of the 97 civilians this week. This week. And what does our Secretary of Defense say about this whole thing? Robert, I helped run guns and drugs for the Contras Gates. That's right, Robert Gates was one of the main players in the Iran-Contra scandal. Robert Gates has admitted, along with Zbigniew Brzezinski, that we goaded the Soviets into Afghanistan through our wide-ranging intelligence network that included Osama bin Laden and Pakistani ISI forces. Again, covered in my latest film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Gates says, hey, that's what happens in war. You're not seeing the bigger picture. Yeah, we have to kill civilians. Yeah, we have to kill children. That's how we roll. This is our Secretary of Defense. This is the guy that came after Rumsfeld, that was in the Bush administration, that is still around in the Obama administration. Again, illustrating the point that these administrations are the same exact thing. There is no left and right. It's just one establishment timeline. Defense Secretary Robert Gates on Sunday defended the soldiers shown firing on a group of people near Baghdad in a classified military video released last week, saying the troops were caught in a split-second situation and the video doesn't show the broader picture. Oh, yes, there were lives in danger. There was no one on the street but them. And then a family that rolled up with kids has to take... They just have to die. They just have to die because a 20-year-old kid is watching something on a helicopter cam and bloodthirsty. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what it's costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switched blades in every arm. And this way we ex-nay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs.
We are going to have to fight tooth and nail in the coming days, weeks, and months to secure some kind of a free internet. Right now, InfoWars, WikiLeaks, Cryptome, and others are in the crosshairs of the international intelligence agency that dominates this planet. And they are sicking the CIA, the NSA, and other intelligence services on WikiLeaks right now. Because WikiLeaks is getting the nitty-gritty video that the American public needs to see in order to hold our president accountable for what he ran on. We're leaving the Middle East. We're getting out of Afghanistan and Iraq. And then he gets in and what happens? Oh, we're going to send more troops into Afghanistan. We're going to kind of redistribute our forces from Iraq into Afghanistan. And we're really not going to leave Iraq, but I'm going to tell you we're going to leave Iraq. And then the actual plan is by the end of 2011, in December of 2011, just before another election year, we're going to draw the troops down to only 50,000 non-combat troops. Non-combat troops, really? I didn't know we had non-combat troops in the military. I was under the impression that military personnel carried around weapons and sometimes shot people. Apparently I'm wrong. I'm not wrong, folks. They're playing with semantics. They're laughing at you. They're openly telling you, guess what? We're sticking it out in the desert beyond the Barack Obama administration, whether he's a one or two term president. We ain't leaving. When John McCain told you we might be there for 100 years, you better believe it. But will the country be here in 100 years? Will there be any semblance of our inherent human rights that are literally only guaranteed to us in the Constitution and Bill of Rights? We're born with them as human beings. But this says, hey, the government can't infringe on them. And that's why these bureaucrats, these establishment types are so desperate, so insatiable to burn those documents and everything they stand to the ground. So again, WikiLeaks about to release another video where you can see 97 civilians being killed by the U.S. military. Oh, but our U.S. military would never do that. There's only videos of contractors shooting people as they're trying to drive home with their children. There's only videotapes of U.S. soldiers on rooftops randomly firing at people driving by, and then they try to escape with their lives. I shot him down! Did you see him move? Man, his head exploded like a melon, brother. It's not funny to me. The death and destruction of brown people isn't cute. That could be you and yours lying there. Think about it. You just tone down the contrast a little bit. They're not so brown anymore. They might be a little white. Does that hit too close to home? Probably not. There's genocide going on all over the world. You don't care. Basketball season's coming up, Bodo. You understand the playoffs. The NBA playoffs are on the way. LeBron James, LeBron James. He dunks like one heck of an athlete, doesn't he? I wanted to highlight this story right here, how Glenbeck Incorporated earns millions annually. What they won't tell you here is he's probably state-sponsored. This is a guy that was kind of low-key on CNN 5 or so years ago, got thrown into the talk radio scene after he was a total fake puppet of Top 40 Radio. Hey, it's Glenbeck with the Morning Zoo here, everybody! Woo, woo! Literally doing commercials with chimpanzees. In fact, you know what? Can somebody please type in Glenn Beck radio commercial on YouTube? There's a commercial out there where he's crazy and kooky. He's on the Top 40 Zoo program, and I think he's actually with a chimpanzee. But now Glenn Beck is earning millions annually. Entertainer or revolutionary? Well, he's actually neither. He's not revolutionary by any means, and he's not an entertainer or an educator. He is an establishment propaganda placement icon at this point. He is something that has been promoted by the pop culture establishment. They understand that crap like Extra is so out there and so absorbed into the mainstream that they need somebody who is energetic, who has a quote unquote persona, who's basically a liar. I mean, this guy, oh, I'm a Mormon. I've changed my ways. I was such an alcoholic and a bad person before, but now I get it. I'm Glenn Beck. 5.5 hours before showtime, Glenn Beck still isn't quite sure. He's fully, he'll provide tonight's entertainment, The Future of History, 2 hours of monologue. That's right. This guy does stage shows across the country. This guy puts out movies. He cries on command. He is laughing all the way to the bank. He'll tell you about 70 to 80% of the truth, and then everything's socialist or communist, and FEMA camps don't exist. And if you question 9/11, you might have blood pouring out of your nose and your ears, and you're on the edge of insanity. You just type in Jason Burmis exposes Glenn Beck's idiotic statement, and you'll get the nitty-gritty on that as well. We'll be back after this, taking your calls, 888-201-2244. The InfoWar with Jason Burmis.
Give me the dust of my father.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
And that's why you're listening to PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. That's why you're tuned into the Info Warrior right now. That's why you're making copies of Alex Jones and Jason Burmis' films to get the word out, the reality out of the dire situation we are in against the global elite trying to bring in a tyrannical one world government on so many fronts incrementally. Now, we were just talking about Glenn Beck. Okay, we're going to go to your calls in just a moment, 888-201-2244. But I want you to realize this PrisonPlanet.tv viewers are really going to get the full spectrum on this, okay? The guy is wearing a leather jacket from the 80s, and it's rolled up, and look how hip and cool he is, and I'm in idiot talk radio with my partner, Rodney McCluskey, and they've got chimpanzees jumping around and like a fake, some kind of a bird on the side, and no gimmick radio. This guy could have given a rat's ass about politics in his 20s, 30s, and 40s. He only turned that way because that's where the money was. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't really care about the Constitution or the Founding Fathers. It's shtick. It's a shtick. So let's hit the clip of the true Glenn Beck.
The new Y95 Morning Zookeepers, Glenn Beck and Tim Hattrick.
We told our bosses right up front, we don't need gimmicks to sell the new Y95.
We've got a better mix of music, great DJs who don't yak too much.
Plenty of easy contests for you to win lots of free money.
And more continuous music.
Plus the new Morning Zoo with us, Glenn and Tim.
Y95 Airborne Traffic
and
Report.
Special zoo guests.
Yeah, you never know who.
So hey, with all that to offer on the new Y95, who needs gimmicks?
The new Y95 needs music and very few gimmicks.
Cuckoo, 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 we give away free money. We're wacky morning guys. Are you a wacky morning guy? I'm a wacky morning guy. There is nothing worse than 80s mindless morning zoo radio that they promoted throughout the country. Idiot radio. That's what Glenn Beck represents. That's what Glenn Beck really is. Let's go to our first caller this segment. Let's hit George in Indiana. George, you're online.
Hey, Jason. There was a guy that had called in to Alex asking about the concentration camps and talking about Google Earth. If you put FEMA camps in Google Earth, it'll pop up all over the country.
Yeah, that's right. They do have those keyword searches where you can put in a monument or something like that. And there's even some people out there that will list the coordinates. If you want to know Google Earth coordinates, they'll list famous landmarks or interesting sites. There's actually a couple of YouTube videos out there that you don't even have to have Google Earth. You just type in Google Earth coordinates, and for 10 minutes, they take you around to sites around the globe that you can see for miles up that are very, very interesting indeed. So that is a good idea. If you want to see some of the open FEMA centers, just type in FEMA into Google Earth or Federal Emergency Management Agency. Let's go to Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Hi. That Glenn Beck thing was really funny with the chimpanzees.
No, that's what Glenn Beck is. He is an actor who struggled for years and years to try to make a name for himself, jumping around on the morning zoo with chimpanzees in the background and a fake cockatoo on the side saying, we don't need gimmicks for you to listen to idiot morning radio. We got lots of prizes and money. I'm Glenn Beck. I roll my sleeves up and wear a hip leather jacket. Look at me. He doesn't care about the Founding Fathers. He doesn't care about this country. He cares about the 50 mil that he's being paid a year to promote an establishment agenda across the board, whether it be on his TV show, his radio program, the co-opted Tea Party events. He disgusts me in every way, shape, and form, Eric.
Wow. That was amazing, Jason.
It's from the heart, my friend.
We're having an end of Fed rally here, April 24th in Philadelphia. It's going to be really huge. Michael Badnarik is going to be the keynote speaker. We're going to have Amy Allen performing. We're all going to meet on the west side of City Hall at 10 a.m. And we really want, it's on a Saturday, and we really want everybody to come down. Jason, why don't you come down with the InfoWars crew and film it?
When is this? This Saturday?
No. The 24th of April in Philadelphia, the end of Fed rally.
I mean, I would love to get out there. I'm probably not going to be out into the East Coast until the end of May. I'm going to be out here in the InfoWars Austin bunker for the next couple months or so. I don't know what the schedules of the other guys are like. I know that it is very hectic around DVD release dates. Aside from all the promotional material you go out, you're constantly talking to a manufacturer, a DVD author, and we're almost done with that with Invisible Empire. Those are shipped, but then we get the shipments. We have to make sure the DVDs are okay. Well, we've got a whole other process coming up the week after with Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, and that involves Rob Dew, Jason Douglas. It's going to involve Aaron Dykes, Rob Jacobson, all the the people that get sent on these kind of trips. So I don't know if that's going to be possible. We'll look into it. I thank you, Eric. Let's go to David in Arkansas. David, you're online.
Yeah, yes, hey, sir. Firm, this is my party again. I wanted to say I've been on the edge of my seat for months waiting for Invisible Empire so I can add it to my InfoWar arsenal.
I hope you will not be disappointed. I'm telling you, I've now watched the film, folks, all the way through, aside from making it, 7-plus times. I'm going to watch it an 8th time tonight to ensure that everything is in sync for PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. I can't tell you how good this DivX and XVid version look. 1.3 gigabytes, and it looks as good as the DVD. You can burn that film. Wait another week. Get The Rise of FEMA in the same format. Burn that film. Get a copy of Endgame. Burn that film. And you literally have three powerhouses. House documentaries to hand out on one disc that play now in the majority of DVD players. Go ahead, David.
That's why I'm a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, so I can get those films the second they're out and start duplicating them and passing them out everywhere.
Excellent.
I'm really looking forward to your take on this. I was taught from a very young age. My father was awake, and he taught me about this. And so I've always kind of been aware of it. When I ran into you guys, my information base, multiplied by orders of magnitude. There's a lot of stuff I didn't know. But I don't know what it's like to not be awake, to the underlying conspiracies of what's going on, So I think your take on that's going to be a very, very valuable asset.
Well, let me tell you what my take on that is, because before I was awake, I was one of these guys that I probably would have been considered a little bit of a leftist. I thought that Bill Clinton had saved the world and done a great job as president. I was watching Bill Maher's Politically Incorrect. I thought he had a great show, and really being blinded to this agenda for a one world government. In fact, I thought the United Nations was as good as gravy, as American as apple pie. I had no idea that this push for globalism, a world government, was as tyrannical, as evil, as people were once telling me when I was a child. Because, I grew up in the churches, I'd heard the term New World Order, and I'd often dismissed it. I didn't realize that people like Michael Mullen, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, are literally talking about it to this day. People like Steny Hoyer, that George H.W. Bush didn't just talk about it in the State of the Union address, didn't just talk about it after the invasion in Kuwait, but gave an actual commencement address on the New World Order at Maxwell Air Force Base, which we heavily highlight in this film, Invisible Empire. I didn't know that Bill Clinton had talked about a New World Order. I didn't know the MENA, Arkansas connection to Bill Clinton and drug running. There was so much I didn't know, and I've learned over the years and really amassed this information in a 2-hour and 12-minute powerhouse, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Let's jump to our next caller. Let's get to Steve in Michigan. Steve, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. I wanted to say that this stuff actually works. I'm burning movies. I got off of the Prison Planet TV subscription, and people are eating this up. I got the T-shirts. Asking me what the T-shirts are about, and I'm handing the movies out.
And it's a different audience for each one, isn't it, Steve? You've got the movies, so you can go to your friends and your family and your buddies and your coworkers and say, hey, man, I just checked out this film. Please check it out. And 9 times out of 10, if they've got a relationship with you, they'll take that disc and they'll probably pop it into a DVD player. It's that easy. Now, on the street, you're wearing a T-shirt, and it says Barry Sotero on it, and it's a big picture of Barack Obama. And people go, what is that? Now, hopefully, you've got the DVDs on hand. That's a trick that I used to do. I used to rock my Investigate 9/11 shirt, and then I'd have about 20 to 25 copies of Loose Change, second edition, or Loose Change, final cut in my book bag. Someone would say, hey, man, what's that shirt mean? And I'd just give them a little bit of a rap, and I'd say, hey, all the information is on this disc. Check it out. Please look at the information. And then I get an email a day or a week later. Hey, man, I had no idea. This is some crazy information. How can I help? And the biggest way I tell people they can help is to find out about this information. Educate yourself on it. So when you're talking to other people about it, you have an opinion. You know what you're talking about. You can direct them to good information, because there's plenty of bad information out there. There's plenty of COINTELPRO. There's plenty of disinfo. There's plenty of information out there to keep you away from the main things we should be focusing, like UFOs, flying saucers, Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, reptilians that transform, the starship Sirius, and all this other Johnny nonsense that moves us away from actual mobilization, from trying to take the government back, from trying to establish a three system of government checks and balance that's a judicial arm, that is an executive arm, and a legislative arm. And none of those arms should be above any other. But of course, we know that the executive branch has now really instituted a national security state where they can no longer be questioned. I appreciate the call, Steve. Get those info bombs out there. Stoked about the release of Invisible Empire. Let's go to Chris in New Jersey. Chris, you're on the line. Yes,
hey,
sir.
Jason, just wanted to give you some information about our illegitimate president, Kerry Satoru.
Mm-hmm.
There's an excerpt on the Kenyan Parliament's website, a PDF file you can read, mm-hmm. where they openly admit he was born there.
Well, tell me about it. What's the headline on this PDF so we can Google this right now and perhaps put it up in the next hour? What's the headline on the PDF?
Okay. Well, if you go to the Parliament's website, it's www.bunge.go.ke/parliament.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main site. And then there's an index for PDF files, and it's fifth from the bottom.
It's fifth from the bottom in the index of PDF files. All right, listeners, here's your job. I may not be able to do this within the hour. If you can find it, get at it. Send it to my MySpace or my Facebook, myspace.com/Jason Burmis or facebook.com/TheInfoWarrior, and we will get that PDF. If we don't get it tonight and somebody sends it to me later after the program when you're listening to the podcast of this, we'll try to get it on the Alex Jones Show tomorrow. I appreciate the call. I appreciate the tip, Chris. Let's go to Peter in New York. Peter, you're online.
Yeah, Jason, yeah. Earlier this evening on your program, you mentioned something about China and globalization, and there was something I was hoping you would specifically address, and that was the number of Chinese males entering the military. And you seem to hint that there was some ulterior motive for that. I was hoping you'd expand
sure,
on
sure.
That.
Sure, sure. Well, all right, this is what I'm saying to you. In a society where you're rooting for a boy anyway, and you regulate how many children you have, because there are societies where, you know, predominantly men want to have men, and they want to raise a boy, and this is going to be the pillar society. But if they have a girl the first few times, it doesn't matter. You know, you can have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 kids. You're not regulated. In China, it's one-child policies in most places. Very few people are allowed to have 2 children. So they will ultimately abort female babies. Now, the projections from the government of China is that within the next 5 to 10 years, this is going to cause a shift in the populace where there will be 30 million more males in China. Well, who makes the best soldier? Men. And who makes an even better soldier? Men without women. Men who desperately want the company of women. Their testosterone builds up. There's more competition in it for women. Think about that. So you're obviously going to have a little bit more of an aggressive populace. You're going to have a populace more geared towards fighting. And how do you groom that? You bring them into the military. So we're already concerned about China's population. I hope it never gets to a hot war. Many people have speculated that the next hot world war would be between China and the United States. Who knows what sides people take, but that's what I was alluding to. Appreciate the call. Let's go to, who are we on? Are we on Peter or are we on Al? Peter? Peter in New York, you're on the line. Yes, sir. Peter, you there? 3, 2, 1, Al in Oregon. Al, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason. Hey, thanks a lot for you and men like you and AJ for doing something out there. I'm in Oregon, and everybody I speak to is just on a giant gripe session here. It's not much getting done, myself included. I got to admit that. You know, I'm not doing a whole lot. I've been listening to a lot of radio lately, and I've listened to this woman by the name of Karen with this tax-free 15. Website, and she's proposing a national strike, and I'm wondering what you think about that idea. And I mean, it seems to be a credible option.
Well, I think that it's a great thing when people get motivated and try to put things together like that. But I will say this: I've seen probably about a half dozen general strikes since the invasion of Afghanistan in 2002. People like the tax-free 15 people. I remember when the World Can't Wait did it under the Bush administration. I've never seen it be effective in its execution. Now, you can sit here and point fingers and say, well, that's because nobody wants to promote it. No one wants to get behind the thing. It is very difficult for people globally to put their lives on hold in every single respect for one day, 1 hour, let alone 2 or 3 days. I encourage people to go through with it. It's a great cause. But at the same time, let's say that happens, it will really have zero to no effect globally. Let me give you an example. Ron Paul held the first type of money bomb in which people got money, and he broke records for one-day donations with his money bomb. The mainstream media barely covered that, and then they buried it. They bury anything that makes a difference. So I'm not knocking this woman. I just don't think that some kind of a general strike is going to change the world. That's not to bring her down. That's not to discourage her from future efforts. I'm just saying how I feel and what the reality of the situation is. I don't think it's going to make a bit of difference if I spend money at a supermarket or buy gas on April 15th and if I do it on the 14th or the 13th or the 21st or a year from now or 2 years from now. Let's go to Annie in New York. Annie, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how are you?
Good, good.
Jason, first of all, I wanted to say tonight I purchased my double pack, Invisible Empire and Please Stay Four.
Excellent.
And I will make copies and give them to my family. The second thing is, what you and Alex say about, you know, people being, in compartments that they don't know what's going on. I worked for FEMA, and I worked on COG, and I didn't know what I was working on. It's funny because a boss of mine tried to wake me up. Mm-hmm. She showed me a letter from a representative by the name of Miller from North Carolina about civilian detention camps, and I said, well, what civilian? She said, certainly not the French, you know. She tried. Her husband was in the Marine Corps, and she tried to let me know. The other thing I'll say is...
And wait, let me stop you for a minute, Annie, because you said, you know, you worked with FEMA on COG programs. And for people that don't know, COG represents COG, which is the Continuity of Government Program I discussed with Peter Dale Scott on the Alex Jones Show on Thursday. And it is the establishment of a shadow government with executive authority over all people and over the Constitution and Bill of Rights. It is literally a vehicle for martial law in this country, Annie.
Yeah, and well, you know, we worked on disasters. We worked on, you know, all kinds of exercises. So you would be handed this, you'd work on it and go to the next thing. So you were never aware. And then while I worked there, I saw the executive orders, you know, that they can take over this, take over that. It scared the heck out of me.
And it should scare the heck out of the American people. They should look at these documents. You need to read the Civilian Inmate Labor Program PDF put out by our U.S. military. We'll be back after this, taking your calls, 888-201-2244.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it, others don't.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Standing on the top of their own graves, wondering when Jesus comes, are they gonna be saved? Cruelty to the wind, a bishop tells the king his lies. Maybe you're a mourner, maybe you deserve to die. They were crying when their sons left.
Jason Burmes, we're about to come up on the third and final hour. If you missed any of the program, you can pick up the podcast following the program over at theinfowarrior.com. I want to cover this story right here. American jihadi suspects set up by police, say lawyers. And of course they were set up by the police. This group was created by an FBI informant, just like in the 93 World Trade Center bombing. I actually went on Russia Today a couple weeks ago and reiterated that this was staged. Police fabricated evidence to incriminate five Americans facing trial in Pakistan on terror charges. Lawyers representing the men will argue in court this week. The men, all Muslims, were arrested in December in the central town of Sargodha and have been charged with planning terrorist acts in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and the United States. While the men admit wanting to travel to Afghanistan, they deny involvement in any jihadist activities and say they were planning to carry out community work in the country. Defense lawyers will argue the men could not have made the email content with a Pakistani extremist linked to Al-Qaeda in the way police claim. According to the police's own summary of the investigation submitted to the court, investigators discovered the email account, which was allegedly used to make contact several days after police had briefed journalists on the messages. So in other words, let me break it down for you. The police say, hey, we know they've been emailing this guy. We have the messages. And they don't have the messages till 5 or 6 days later in their own internal reports. The defense will also call into question police claims about the date of the men's arrests. That's right. They basically said, oh no, we were looking at them between the 9th and the 14th, but they were allowed to go. And in reality, they were taken and put into custody on the 8th and never allowed to go anywhere. The men who pleaded not guilty face life sentences if convicted on the most serious of the charges. They all grew up in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., where they were a tight-knit religious group of friends. And of course, they're pushing the religious extremism. They're trying to make these guys out to be guilty. And again, this isn't on the cover of papers in the United States. They don't want you to understand that they falsified charges. They falsified the reports even before charges were brought against these men. Their own internal documents show this. It's because human beings make mistakes, especially when they're actually setting up innocence, when they're creating the terror groups. There will be holes like Swiss cheese in their stories. And that's just a reality. When you're a liar, when you're dishonest, when you're doing evil things, the light will shine through in some way. You may get away with it 9 out of 10 times. But that 10th is going to be a bitch, I can assure you. I want to do a little tech news here. I'd like to keep up on technology in general, and I get a lot of calls about CERN, and CERN apparently now has created 10 million mini Big Bangs in 1 week. Physicists on the CERN Research Center said on Wednesday that they had created 10 million mini Big Bangs in the first week of mega power operations of the Marathon probe into the secrets of the cosmos.
spokesman Jamie Giles said the Subterranean Large Hadron Collider, in which tiny particles of matter are smashed together at a fraction of a second under the speed of light, was functioning extremely well. It's all looking pretty good. We are getting a massive data for analysis in laboratories all around the world to get their teeth into. Even if it could take months or years for anything really new to emerge. So they did it. They did it. They 10 million mini Big Bangs. CERN has happened. We'll get into that and a host of other issues on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, taking your calls at 888-201-2244.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution. 'Cause I'm a one-man. I'm a one-man. I'm a one-man revolution. Sacrifice and neon lights, slave ships don't wait. Love many, trust few, and don't be late.
We are back to the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Thanks for joining me. My latest film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, hits the streets for the kids. April 15th, 2010, tax day. We are encouraging you to get a copy or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership for only $5.95 a month. Let's put $5.95 a month into perspective. Right now, a lot of you right now are getting a little hungry. You don't want to cook dinner. You're going to pull up to some fast food restaurant, spend $7 or $8 on what they tell you is a value meal of literally zero nutrition. Maybe it tastes delicious to you, but you've been brainwashed into all these chemicals being so juicy and delicious on your tongue. And that piece of crap meal cost more than an entire month of PrisonPlanet.tv. We're encouraging you to get the film and burn it to DivX. DivX format, folks, it plays on your PlayStation 3. It plays on your Xbox 360. It plays on the majority of new DVD players out there. There's DVD players now where you could hook in a USB plug. Technology is simply amazing, and at a compressed file size, this can get out to millions and millions of people. And of course, we're going to encourage you to give out the YouTube link once it's posted and try to make this movie an international phenomenon. So what else do we have in tech news? We just talked about CERN creating 10 million mini Big Bangs in just 1 week. And remember, Eisenhower warned us that the world could become the captive of the military-industrial complex run by a small handful of a scientific elite. And really, this experiment right here is illustrating that very fact 40-plus years ago. 40-plus years ago. And if you don't believe in the military-industrial complex and you think it's hokey and Jason Burmes is just making up a term and there is no real military-industrial complex, go check out this article out of Playboy, of all places. Lockheed Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. If you think Iraq War hasn't worked out very well for anyone, think again. Defense contractors such as Lockheed Martin are thriving. They are thriving. The big military-industrial complex companies haven't made
billions of dollars in the last 8+ years. No, they've made trillions of dollars on your dumb ass while killing your friends, your family members, your son, your daughter. Think about that. Oh, they died for something good. I hate to rain on your parade, but if your kid died in the Middle East, he died for the military-industrial complex profits that are exposed in this article right here. Let's read this headline again. If you think the Iraq war hasn't worked out very well for anyone, think again. Defense contractors such as Lockheed Martin are thriving. And no wonder. Here's the story of how Lockheed's interest, as opposed to those of the American citizenry, set their course of U.S. policy right after 9/11. Iraqis must be involved. We need to go in Iraq. We need to take the oil. We need to take the resources. We need to form a Eurasian Union under our private contractors like Halliburton and others. And this weekend, I watched a film called War, Inc., John Cusack and others star in this, and I didn't realize it was a dark comedy that was parodying the military-industrial complex and assassinations instead of Halliburton, it's Tamerlane. And it's really spot on. It's everything from microchipped journalists to a vice president, which is a parody of Dick Cheney, working with these military-industrial complex companies for profit by design. And the propaganda oozes. So I'm recommending War, Inc. Not the best film I've seen in the world, but pretty good. And another film that was put together basically by the same crew 10+ years earlier called Gross Point Blank. On the other side, we're going to play a little trailer for Invisible Empire. We're going to take your calls from James, Ken, and others, 888-201-2244. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Before we get to a trailer for my latest film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, order the video, make copies, hand them out. Next week, we are literally going to dedicate almost all 3 hours to Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. We're going to be playing clips from the movie that were previously unreleased, discussing the film with you, the info warriors out there that have really made my career possible, really allowed my voice to be heard on a level I could not have imagined when I first awakened this. I was shocked to learn that the Tap Out folks were fans. I thought that was great. Of course, being a huge fan of mixed martial arts and being able to go to their program and introduce this information to an audience that is literally the demographic for this movie. Unawakened souls, unawakened people who want to do good, who want to learn more, who don't understand the current geopolitical situation. So this tech news here, inkjet-like device prints cells right over burns. And something I have not been covering enough is the fact that they are now able to make stem cells, not from aborted fetuses, but from live human cell skin tissue. And no one's talking about this. The debate about stem cells is over. They can be used. They can be created without harming anyone. The elite just don't want the technology in the general public's hand. But when we are at the point now where inkjet-like devices prints cells right over burns, that's right, an inkjet-like device is now going to treat burn victims and give them living skin right over their burns. Inspired by a standard office inkjet printer, U.S. researchers have rigged up a device that can spray skin cells directly onto burn victims, quickly protecting and healing their wounds as an alternative to skin grafts. They have mounted the device, which has so far only been tested on mice, in a frame that can be wheeled over a patient on a hospital bed. They reported Wednesday a laser can take a reading of the wound size and shape so that a layer of healing skin cells can be physically and precisely applied, said the team at Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. The human spirit is amazing. Our technology continues to be better and better, and it is a double-edged sword. Will it be used for empowerment of this civilization of humanity or the enslavement of we, the people, the serf and slave class that the elite are attempting to create? I wanted to cover this one as well. New species live without oxygen. The first animals that do not depend on oxygen to breathe and reproduce have been discovered by scientists on the bed of the Mediterranean Sea. And this is about 124 miles off the coast of Crete, 2.2 miles, 3.5 kilometers under water. And there is a lot of evidence to suggest that there are other ways that things can live, that literally being sucked the life force out of the center of the earth and the energy that comes there, because they are not apt for any sunlight. And we've only been able to publicly delve so deep into our oceans and surrounding water bodies. There are a ton of mysteries down there as well. Great time to be alive, in my opinion. All right, let's continue to take your calls. 888-201-2244. James in Michigan. James, you're online.
Hi, Jason. How are you doing?
Good, good.
I just wanted to talk about my newspaper that I distribute. It's an independent newspaper. It's called The Sovereign. It has all articles from InfoWars and FriendsOfThePlanet.com in it. It comes out monthly. It has all different kinds of independent news. It's based out of New York. The guy's name is Paul, and we've recently become distributors of it.
Excellent.
I just wanted to let your listeners know that this is available, and it is for people who don't have internet access. They can get all the
Well, as the mainstream media dies, we need people like yourself to accumulate this information and distribute to those that may not be able to hit up InfoWars.com every day or PrisonPlanet.tv or generally want something hard in their hand to read. Of course, that's changing
with devices like the iPad, which are in my hands, I think a completely overrated device, but we have one in the office. So any way we can get the message out, whether it be burning DVDs or reproducing InfoWars articles to awaken the masses, are great. I appreciate the call, James. Let's go to Ken in Oregon. Ken, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I'm a deputy sheriff here in Oregon, and I was checking my iPod the other day on my Homeland Security application, and it said on there that NEL 2010 was canceled, and I was wondering what does that mean to you?
You're referring to National Level Exercise 2010?
Correct. I was wondering if that means something else bad is possible.
I'll say this. Last year, during the real big pandemic craze and H1N1, they were running this martial law drill that was really the first time that the United States and its intelligence agencies gave power over to other international intelligence organizations. They worked with FEMA, COG. It was very broad and very scary and really intertwined what level six, WHO level six was, and that was a complete martial law under a United Nations takeover. Now, of course, with NLE 2009, we didn't see a false flag attack. We didn't see anything piggybacking on that. No, we just saw the drills running. And what you're telling me is the 2010 version of this drill, which they hold annually, has now been canceled. I'll have to look into it, and I will actually have to see where, because it was in FEMA Region 6, I believe. It was in FEMA Region 6 last year. So what they do is they like to choose different regions to drill these things. Like the woman who called earlier, Annie from New York, when she was a part of the COG program and FEMA, it's very compartmentalized. They have you do very specific things so you can't see the bigger picture. So I'm going to have to look at that bigger picture document, and maybe I'll be able to get back to you next week with an informed answer. All right, without further ado, I want to play this trailer for my latest, my greatest film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. A global elite really exposed in their own words and their own modes of control by the mainstream media in bits and pieces. And we take it and put it together in 2 hours and 12 minutes, the history of the New World Order, what the term means, and where we're headed from here. So let's hit it.
You know, there is such a thing as insidious influence. Does it involve bribery? And does it involve some sort of psychological domination of individuals?
But what does the New World Order mean for countries like ours?
A New World Order.
No world order that elevates one nation or group of people over another will succeed.
It's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
The whole concept of New World Order is something else. It really says that the state is God.
You take the roots of that organization and you find out that they created in all of the British dependencies what they call round table groups. Then around those little round table groups, they created front groups.
We're getting to two levels of government here. One level of government where we have checks and balances, and a higher level of COG government where the constitutional authorities are not allowed to go.
Back then, it wasn't politically wise to be aligned with what his party's right wing considered a shadow world government.
The New World Order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
This is the third leg of the New World Order.
That's why it's important. The people running this country are determined to destroy it.
And there it is, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, a real new level in production quality. Wait till you see this. I worked so hard on it. Really did the After Effects work. We did the 3D Studio Max work. We brought it to you tighter than ever with Final Cut Pro Studio. And I want to give a big shout out and kind of a plug to the good people at the Video Copilot series. That's where we got the music. People are always asking me, where do you get this great music? How can we score our films, our presentations? Well, for only a couple $100, I think it's $100 for pro scores and $90 for designer sound effects. You can literally get the choice of hundreds of tunes, thousands of loops and different sounds, and they do a hell of a job over at Video Copilot. So that's what we use. We use Pro Scores and designer sound effects in this new film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. And we better keep the internet free. We better get the word out while we can, because with stories like this hitting the mainstream, teen suicide puts spotlight on high-tech bullying. Yes, we have to secure the internet. And again, we point out that Lockheed Martin, this huge military-industrial complex company, this oligarchy within an oligarchy, are the ones they're promoting to take over cybersecurity. In one of the sneak peeks of my film where Eisenhower is clearly talking about a military-industrial complex ruled by a scientific elite, we show the commercial where cybersecurity is coming to your world, and guess who's sponsoring it? Lockheed Martin. It is a sick joke. They want to regulate every single thing you do on the internet. They want you on an internet too that is ruled by the big corporations, set up and funded by the universities, by the establishment that censors any real news. And whether when you look at something that might not be up to par, might not be up to snuff, might be a little subversive, a little anti-government, well, they're going to have your thumb scan and your iris scan and know exactly who you are, or you're not getting on that net. The thought police are coming, folks. They might already be here when they say, well, with these new big events, I think that you're going to have to be screened with these items that are going to tell whether you're a terrorist. They're going to tell your mood. You can get interrogated now to go to a baseball game. Sir, you're going to be needed to go through that secondary screening room right there. Why don't you just step into that trailer, and then you're set up and you're like, what's going on? Oh, no. It looks like there's a little red zone in his brain. Let's see if he's going to bomb something. You plan to bomb this baseball game, sir? No, I just wanted to have some popcorn with my son and watch them toss the ball around. I think you might be a terrorist. You know what? You're staying right here. You ain't seeing no ball game. Let's double check where this guy is. We need to see his criminal record, and they'll go over to the little Homeland Security computer. Oh, my God, I don't think this guy's paid taxes in the last 2 years. He is a terrorist. Let's get the IRS in here. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We continue to take your calls on the other side. 888-201-2244. Invisible Empire, New World Order defined. Drop it April 15th, 2010, only at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions, and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth.
This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you'll love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
TV and Infowars.com. You missed any of the program, you can pick up the podcast over at the Infowarrior.com right after the show. Teen suicide puts spotlight on high-tech bullying. The case of a teenager in Massachusetts who killed herself after a relentless month-long bullying campaign shows how the common schoolyard behavior is evolving in dangerous new ways online. Look, there's always going to be kids out there that get picked on, that can't handle it, that don't have supportive parents, that aren't going to be there for them. And yes, sometimes they take their own life. It is a tragedy. But that doesn't mean we need new laws to regulate the internet because somebody was mean on Facebook. Somebody called me fat in the comments page. Somebody said that I wasn't a good person. I'm so sad I need to kill myself. And now we need total regulation over the internet because a 15-year-old girl hung herself from depression from being picked on from other kids. Do you realize how asinine that sounds? Do you charge 14 and 13-year-olds with picking on someone? You can't pick on someone. No, you reprimand them. No, you put them in the back of the class. No, they go to detention. That's how you deal with the situation. You don't censor the internet on another level. You don't bring in a cybersecurity office run by a cybersecurity czar under international law and regulation. That's right. Read the Congressional Cybersecurity Act that passed unimaginably with only five dissenters. Then you go on the page and you realize that 80%+ of the populace that read the bill knows what it is, don't want anything to do with it. We don't have a representative Congress anymore. We have a Congress that are career politicians under a bloodthirsty eugenics establishment. And they will stop at nothing to cap the hole they created with the internet. Too much real information is flowing through the internet. Loose Change was too popular. Alex Jones is too big right now. Invisible Empire might be a threat if we don't have cybersecurity. If we can't label everybody a terrorist. If we can't shut down YouTube channels at will.
Hey, England just passed their cybersecurity. Even CNET News says it's total police state.
It's absolutely total police state. And again, the bill that we passed under international law and regulation by appointees. Nobody is elected. They are selected. They are appointed by the very establishment that literally just chokes the life out of us a little bit more every day. I can still breathe. It's a little stuffy in here, and then you're gasping for air, and then the next thing you know, you're out like a light. You're out like a light. It's over. It's over before you know it. Yes, Mr. Jones.
I am so excited about your new film coming out.
I am so excited about my new film coming out.
But the real question is, why are you wearing a Bumblebee outfit?
I'm sorry. You're in it. No, it's okay. It's okay.
Jones teasing you. Hey, great job on the film.
Oh!
Yep. Hey, we're about 4 days till drop date. We're counting on the InfoWarriors to get this weapon, to make copies, and get it out there. Let me tell you, anybody in your family denying the New World Order, this will wake their stupid butt up. Also, Police State 4, Rise of FEMA, proves the FEMA camps, everything else.
And that's out just a week later.
Burmese.
Thank you, sir. Alex, obviously not a big fan of the tap out and the MMA in general, but, you know.
I am not. Hold on a minute. I'm friends with Joe Rogan.
No, that's right. I know.
I mean, he's bought me tickets to fights.
I'm just saying you don't watch it all the time. I'm always trying to drag you to watch it.
No. We actually found a photo of Burmese when he was a wrestler. Burmese is the guy on the right. And that's where he got this color ensemble together. No, Burmese. I mean, I like the compliment here. I like this. Look.
For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, yes, here we are.
Here we are.
Can we get a front shot? I know those guys. You don't know who those are. The Killer Bees, baby. That's Brian Blair. Are you kidding me? I was a huge fan of that.
No, that's why you're wearing this outfit.
Yes, it's an ode to the Killer Bees. We'll be back. And we know, are we at break? No, we're not at break.
One of the Al Gores are to dress something like that.
In the bumblebee outfits?
Yeah.
Well, he would probably say that the carbon dioxide was killing them and that the flowers were actually bad.
By the way, major studies. Look at this. Major studies out.
Oh, yeah. I just saw that.
Cows absolved of causing global warming with nitrous oxide. And look, the government attaches big fart bags to them. You're not allowed to have a cow unless there's a giant fart bag on it.
He's not even making this up, folks. You need to see it. And that is literally a flatulence bag on the back of a cow.
Document cab. Here we go. When we come back, we'll show you the flatulence bag. All humans will have to have this or pay a tax because the flatulence.
Maybe we'll wear those from now on. We'll wear those on the subways and on our way to work.
We exhale carbon dioxide, which is a deadly waste. We're going to wear that on our face.
We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior taking your calls. 888-201-2244. The Killer Bees forever.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
they helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Flatulence bags for the cows. We'll be safe from the cows when we mount them with massive flatulence bags to stop the evil nitrous oxide. I am the Info Warrior, Jason Burmis, over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Livestock could actually be good for the environment, according to a new study that found grazing cows or sheep can cut emissions of a powerful greenhouse gas. Look at the cow's face. Look at the propaganda, folks.
Well, think of the government control where every living thing will have to have a government license and a big flatulence bag shoved up their rear end with a bag walking around with you to save the earth. I mean, this is just a bunch of control freaks.
And they're doing it no matter what. It doesn't matter if we voted against it. No, the EPA is just going to go forward with it. You're going to start paying your carbon tax.
I'm sorry. I just saw the... Look, but we're the conspiracy theorists because we don't want to be forced to wear flatulence bags.
And have Mal on our money. Thank you so much, Alex Jones. All right.
Flatulence bags.
We are going to continue to take your calls, 888-201-2244, in this segment on the latest news or any items or topics you may bring up. Aaron in Florida. Aaron, you are on the line, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Jason? I'm actually a new listener. I just found your website, InfoWars, or Alex's website. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm messing around on the internet. The difference about me, actually, is I'm actually a high school student, so mm-hmm. I'm kind of from the younger generation.
Sure.
And I just wanted some advice, because it's so sad, because, like, it doesn't matter who it is. Almost all my friends, everybody, like, in my generation pretty much just doesn't care about what's going on,
mm-hmm.
doesn't really look into it at all, and it's just... I mean, I really don't know what to do, you know?
Hold on. Let me ask this caller a question. I don't have headphones. Hear what he says. Caller, are you glad we got government health care because now your flatulence bag will be paid for by the taxpayer?
I'm actually not.
He's not so thrilled with it, Alex. Well, let me say this. You know, I found out about this stuff as a young guy. I was about 21, 22 years old. When I started to learn about the New World Order, and I can guarantee you that my friends laughed and guffawed, and oh, isn't he so funny? It's a conspiracy theory. But the more I brought this stuff up, the more serious they took it. And when I started printing off articles and handing them CDs with Alex's films and really just raw footage I'd accumulated, it turned their head a little bit. And then by the time that I had gotten involved with the Loose Change program, and that literally changed the face of 9/11 truth, not only across the country, but across the world, they started paying attention. Their ears perked up. And that's why I did this film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, because it literally takes you from 0 to 100 on the New World Order, on global government.
We gotta stop the flatulent baggers.
That's right. And let me tell you something. It speaks to a younger crowd. It shows me, hey, I'm just a normal guy. I went to college. I just bought into everything. I was drinking and having a good time. I didn't care about geopolitics. But this seemed to wake me up, and now I realize there is an agenda out there. We do need voices in the crowd. We do need to mobilize against this one world order being erected. So I would say this, man. You're a young guy. How old are you? 15, 16?
No, I'm 18.
You're 18, so you're almost out of high school. You're almost going to college, where you're going to be able to meet a lot more people.
I got held back a while ago, yeah, so I got another year.
All right, well, see, even if you've got another year, And you can ask somebody in the faculty to say, hey, I want to set up a screening of this movie. Maybe I can have this lecture hall for a time. You make up flyers. You get people to watch the film. Or you have them over to your house, or you bring it over to a buddy's house and put it in the background while you're playing cards or hanging out or doing whatever you do. Maybe you're at a party. Maybe it's the post-prom party. There are so many ways to get involved. I realize that our generations no longer read, and that's why we put together films. So try to get these films. Try to get a prisonplanet.tv passcode, hand out the YouTube
You're a
links.
Conspiracy theorist. We need flatulent blacks. Al Gore's saving us.
Al Gore is a good person, of course.
He needs to wear a flatulence bag.
He needs to wear a green apple on his head. All right, Aaron, I hope I've given you some ways to do it. But if you just look at my story, man, don't believe the hype that you don't have great power, that you're just another face in the crowd, that you can't make a difference, that you can't do anything. That's the mindset that the elite wants you to have, so you don't share this information, so you do back away and just become a cookie cutter model of this very, very just pro-idiot society, this pop culture obsessed, mesmerized, hypnotized world we live in. Appreciate the call. Forrest in West Virginia. Forrest, you're online.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I saw that movie, How We'd Won the West. I got the DVD, and I brought it to California for a visit, and I watched it with a bunch of friends, and I just had a great time watching that movie, and I was hearing a lot of like free-flowing raps from some friends talking about the New World Order. It was great.
And you know what? How We Won the West is a great film to bring out to California, where essentially marijuana is decriminalized
on
a state level.
Ask him about flatulence bags. We're not joking. Explain this. People think we're joking.
The flatulence bags, folks, for those that don't know, are on the cow, multicolored on prisonplanet.tv. But getting back to what Forrest was talking about, he saw a market. He was in California. He got How We'd Won the West from Infowars.com, and you can get that in a bunch of combination packages, and showed it to a bunch of people, opened up some minds. What are some of the other films that you've showed to your friends, Forrest?
Shadow Government, the Bomb Deception, mm-hmm. Fall Republic.
And do you find these as good awakening tools? Do your friends and family that you showed them to now contact you and say, hey, what's going on here? Are they more open-minded? Or shouldn't we not put this information out? Because there are those people out there that say, they're just making movies. They don't have any solutions. They're trying to turn a profit. Doesn't matter. We put all of our information out there for free. We allow you to copy it. We feel that it's the most effective in the world. Are these movies effective in your personal opinion, Forrest?
Absolutely, man, and I'm looking forward to Invisible Empire.
Well, I hope you love it. Hopefully we'll be talking about it on this program. Oh, thank you so much, man. All right, let's go to Josh in California. Josh, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Jason? I want to tell you, man, first of all, I think I want to get one of those flashing bags for my girlfriend.
That's
like a great idea.
Absolutely. Well, I'll just start wearing them. Well, listen, we'll have a flatulence bag on the back and then a bag over our nose and mouth to ensure that the carbon dioxide doesn't get out of there, and we'll look like something out of a prisoner in a Star Wars movie. It'll be great. Go ahead.
It just gets done and done. And I have two questions for you real briefly. One, I want to ask you, what do you know about the 501c3 that is associated with the churches? I just started finding this out. I want to ask you your opinion on it, or if you know anything about it.
The Cyber 1C3, does that have anything to do with the pastor program where they actually buy off the preachers and have them work with the Federal Emergency Management Agency? Well, I'll tell you all about it. Well, we got sent an internal document from a pastor that said, I don't want to work with FEMA. I can't believe that I was approached by the Department of Homeland Security and the government to have my flag or my flock bow down to the government in the case of a crisis, because there are those preachers out there that are aware of the New World Order, are aware of a push towards one world government, and realize that the state is not God. So they started this Federale program a little over 5 years ago, where they go to your local churches and they start paying off your preachers and pastors for a government promoted agenda.
Burmese. Notice how happy that cow looks. For the earth.
Well, you know what? It's a flatulence bag, but it's also an earring, Alex. It's like the height of fashion. See, the flatulence bag is hooked through like as a hoop earring for the cow. It's very faux pas and trendy. Anything else, Josh, my friend?
Yeah, the last thing I'm going to ask you is that I called and I spoke to Alex last week. I'm getting ready to start a radio broadcast starting in May. I'm putting together a website, and I'll let you guys know what it is at some point when I get that actually going. But I want to ask you, where do I begin? It's like I just started within the last 8-9 months. And I got to tell you, what I did was I actually saw Endgame, and I did not believe Alex at all. I thought it was just what everyone else is conspiracy. So I did my due diligence to do as much research to try to basically prove him wrong. And in the meantime, I was kind of woken up and just could not believe how...
Well, Josh, you seem to be on the path that I was on, man. You know, when I started looking into 9/11, I didn't know who Alex Jones was. This is back in 2002. I come across a really crappy real media player version of a 2.5-hour movie called Road to Tyranny by Alex Jones. It's out of sync. It's very poor quality. And I watched the entire 2 hours and 20 minutes of it, and I want to prove him wrong. I'm like, this guy's crazy. This can't be the real deal. He must be distorting the information. And then I start... point by point looking into it, and it's the real deal. So how did I get started? Well, obviously I didn't start as the substitute host for the Alex Jones show and just jump into making films. I started making, I was one of the original guys out there before you could get a DVD burner. I was burning CDRs of 700 megabytes of files that I was getting off of file share networks of Alex's old films that weren't even encoded by Alex.
Pioneers of flatulent bags.
I very well may. And from there, as I wanted my voice to be heard more and more, I started making little videos of just news feeds from that day. And then I fell into making the loose change pictures. And as I did that, I was literally doing talk radio over smaller Patriot networks like Revere Radio Network and others over a phone line. I was talking into a phone for 2 hours, and I maybe had an audience of a couple hundred listeners if I was lucky. I did that for years and years and years. I did Louder Than Words Radio with Dylan Avery for about 2 years with GCN. And when I came out here to do my last film, Fabled Enemies, Alex was out on the road. He's like, hey, man, you want to sit in for the show? I'm like, are you kidding me? I would live to sit in on this show. And I started sitting in for Alex, and he said, hey, you're pretty good at this talk radio thing. How about we give you a show? I was doing a 5-night-a-week show, but that's really tough to do, especially a 3-hour, 5-night-a-week, 9-to-midnight show while you're trying to be the writer and director of a film like Invisible Empire. So now I do it once a week, and I feel like I get my message out there. I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing in the future, but I know as long as you stick with it and you're in it for the right reasons. I've never made a dollar in talk radio. That's not what this is about. This is about having my voice heard, people finding out new information, investigating for themselves, and really starting their own projects that can reach more and more people. Don't be afraid to start at the bottom. That's where we all start, and you can get to the top, I promise. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, it may not be a month or a year or 2 years from now, it may not be 5 or 10 years from now, but you will have an impact, and you can make a difference in many other people's lives. Let's go to Tommy in Scotland, all the way across the ocean, my friend. What's up?
Hello, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me, my friend?
Yes, sir.
It's absolutely beautiful to talk to you. It's so brilliant to be able to make an acquaintance of your good self.
Oh, thank you.
They brought in a flatulence tax here in the UK by some old cow called Maggie Thatcher. You know, and she brought in many taxes. They weren't actually called flatulent tax, but you could actually see that that's where the taxes were made up, you know, from hot air, flannel juice, and gibberish, which is another word for saying, you know.
Well, Tommy, how do you feel about the European Union's whitewash of ClimateGate now exonerating all these UN criminals that were openly exposed to be faking the data, actually dumping the raw data so nobody could look at it, and they were exonerated by the EU panel, and now it's brushed under the rug of forgotten history?
Well, please don't expect anything different from these shysters in suits that pose as politicians. You know, the banksters are in the shadows. You know, they don't put their name on an election ticket to get voted in or out. So these politicians, they're beholden to their puppet masters. So, you know, every kind of whitewash under the sun, from the Hutton inquiry to, you know, you name it, any kind of inquiry, anything at all that blows a cover up or blows anything up, then it's just quickly taken away, often used agenda. And hey, here's mind-numbing, spirit-crushing game shows. Here's retards knocking 7 bells a thingy out of each other, you know. So yeah, don't expect anything different from here. But really, I wanted to talk to your good self, because my story is everybody, there's 6 billion people out there, and we're all unique and wonderful. The fact that we can have a conversation shows that we're wonderful, creative creatures that God has made, you know. We're wonderful, and, you know, we're all, if you break us down, we're all three things, atoms, neutrons, and protons, as Alex Jones says, so it can be negative or positive.
That's right. We're all, listen, Tommy, we're all beings of energy, and we can take our positivity and try to turn that into action, try to mobilize other people. We can literally talk across seas, not only through a phone line, but we can do video conferences, and we can mobilize that way. We live in a technological super era where if we take the tools that are presented to us now, we do have a shot at restoring humanity to the moral high ground, to taking out these global elitists. But first, we have to shine the light on their dark, dark crimes. Appreciate the phone call. Appreciate the listen from overseas. Let's go to Clinton in New York. Clinton, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. It's actually Clemson, but that's not important. Thanks so much for what you're doing, keeping it up. And there's been so much great talk tonight on people mobilizing. And though I get an earful and seem to be losing some friends, no, it doesn't matter because
those friends will come around, Clinton. I'm telling you, man. Let me tell people a little story. I remember it was my alumni weekend around the third anniversary of 9/11. I'd done a lot of research and I put together a lot of little video clips to show my friends. And I was there with two friends that didn't want to believe me at all, that were like, shut your mouth. I can't even believe I'm going to sit here. And I said, look, will you just allow me to show you these videos? And one of them, who was on the left-hand side, the left side at the time, you know, loved Clinton, was a big worshiper there, but could see some of the crimes of the Bush administration, but oh, they couldn't be that evil, immediately recognized something was wrong as I showed him the video. The other person had such a violently ill reaction, they threatened to punch me in the face if I ever showed them that information again. They said they never wanted me to talk about it again. We pledged together a fraternity, okay? It wasn't until a year plus later, when I had gotten involved with the Loose Change Project, that he actually looked at the movie, and now he calls me once or twice a week to see what's really going on in the world. I lost a friend for a few months, maybe a year, but he came around 2 to 3 times as strong. And as far as mobilizing, I want to say this, Clemson, there are no easy solutions. We are going to have to fight tooth and nail on many fronts to try to restore this republic, to try to gain our Constitution and Bill of Rights back, to try to take special interests out of government and stop the iron fist of the establishment from really crushing humanity in general. Go ahead, Clemson.
Well, you know, I joined Prison Plan tonight finally. You know, it's been a couple years of listening. So, you know, that's one small step. And I'll be getting your new film. And I toy around with doing some kind of blog, radio, putting out some kind of paper like other people do. But every day...
Even blog videos are great. These handy cams that you can get for $100 or $200 online or at Walmart that are this big, that have an SD card in it, take a high-def, compressed version of an MOV that looks pretty tight. You set it up on a little tripod. You know what you're going to talk about. You give your 2 or 3 minute rant and you put it out on YouTube as a video blog. You put it out as an MP4 on YouTube and you will gain momentum. You may only have 20 or 30 subscribers in the first week or only a couple hundred views after a month, but then you do something really interesting on your 5th or 6th or 17th show. And it gains momentum. We can all make a difference out there. Appreciate the call, Clemson. Let's go to Todd in Georgia. Todd, you're on the line.
Hey, first of all, congratulations. I didn't know you had a show. Definitely have a lot of respect and appreciation for what you're doing, so I commend this greatly.
Oh, thank you, Todd.
I just saw the Dylan Radigan segment, and I was just ecstatic. I was very, very pleased. And,
well, we're going to break. I want to talk about that segment. When we come back, Dylan Radigan has rattled off a little bit of truth here and there in the past few months, and the tirade he did this week was simply unbelievable. Played it on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to come back and talk about it in the final segment of the Info Warrior, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
When they tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear.
We are back, final segment of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. You can pick up the podcast if you missed any of the previous 3 hours over at the Info Warrior. .com following the program. I've got a new film coming out, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, dropping in just a few days over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And next week's Info Warrior will solely be dedicated to my new movie. We're going to play clips that have never been seen before, as well as take your calls on what you liked, what you loved, what you didn't like, what you hated about the movie. We're on the line with Todd in Georgia. Continue, Todd.
Hey, man. Thanks once again for letting me come on to your show. I saw the segment, and like I said, I was very happy, was ecstatic that the truth was being out there. But despite, you know, the truth, and it was hard-hitting, and it was revealing to the majority of the brainwashed humans out there, it doesn't necessarily, you know, I just kept wishing that Alex Jones was on there, you know, so that he could really, you know, tell those brainwashed people who were getting awoken from that, you know.
Well, here's the deal, Todd. About, look, there's different strokes for different folks. And when you're talking to a mainline audience like MSNBC, someone like Dylan Radigan talking about this stuff is only going to make people more curious and say, well, where is he getting this information from? Where can I find the source information? And a lot of that source information is documented by InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Don't expect any of the big three networks, which are run by the military industrial complex and owned by the elite, to offer Jason Burmes or Alex Jones their own 30-minute or 60-minute show anytime soon. But as TV becomes more and more irrelevant, as newspapers become more and more irrelevant, those who want to clamor into some kind of career, those who have some semblance of humanity and morality left, are going to sneak the truth in here and there. And I applaud Dylan Radigan for his latest and what I think greatest rant out there after the $24 trillion rant, now exposing the bankers yet again. It's one small step for this movement, and hopefully that will lead them to an Alex Jones or a Jason Burmes. Appreciate the call. Last caller of the program, Howard in Texas. Howard, you have the floor.
Hello.
Yes,
you're on. Hey, Jason, what's up?
What's up, man?
Well, nothing really. I'm just I was just taking a weekend break, and just like Alex took a weekend break, and I was stumbling on I was kind of watching some cartoons on the internet or whatever, and I was watching the cartoon Pokemon, and literally, I'm on my little vacay, right? Literally, Jason, the show, the evil character, he literally says New World Order.
And Let me stop you. New World Order is so embedded in what our children watch. It is disturbing and disgusting. I could show you Tom and Jerry clips of the new Tom and Jerry that your kids are watching, not the ones that we watch, where they go into an executive's office and he is worshiping an all-seeing eye, and then the devil after they do an occult ritual. In fact, Disney put out a cartoon back during the Nazi era where Donald Duck is dressed like a Nazi and he's zig-hailing saying, Hitler brings the world new world order. There are countless cartoons out there on the Cartoon Network, on Nickelodeon, sporting the all-seeing eye, talking about a new world order, saying you're going to have a place within a new world order. They had those kind of motives even in the old Animaniacs with Pinky and the Brain sometimes, and Orson Welles. It has been so embedded in our society, has been thrown so far into our face, I'm surprised more and more people aren't waking up. So to say new world order on Pokemon, they said it on G.I. Joe and countless other programs out there. I'm the Info Warrior. I will be back next week, 6 to 9 Central, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and don't forget, Invisible Empire this Thursday. Can't wait.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.